Welcome to Mental Muscles, the podcast that will teach you to train your brain for peak performance. Subscribe now for new episodes every week and get your free digital copy of the Mental Muscles Handbook at mental-muscles.com/ebook.
12 Most Important Lessons from Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. The book Rich Dad Poor Dad is based on the author Robert Kiyosaki's life and how the two fathers around him, his own dad and his best friend's dad, helped shape his financial perspectives regarding money and investments owing to their own individual financial standings. The book emphasizes the need for financial literacy and the importance of attaining it in order to become financially stable and independent in this cutthroat world. It contains some main lessons and realizations for the reader concerning wealth, money, and assets that every person in the world who aims to achieve financial stability, or in simple words, get rich, needs to learn and instill into their heads. 1. You don't need to earn a lot of money to be rich. Earning a lot of money can only get you very far if you don't know how to use that money in order to maximize your own utility. In economic terms, in hindsight, this book teaches you that you don't need a lot of money to get rich. You just need to allocate the limited amount of money you have in a better way and into the right places. 2. Most work for money. The rich make it so the money works for them. As cliche as it may sound, this statement holds true, and Rich Dad Poor Dad teaches you why that is. Most people have the delusion that they need a job in order to be financially secure and get rich really fast. And while that holds true for the initial few years of your working life, but in the long run, that is not the case. By working for money, you're generating income and revenues for someone else and making them rich instead of your own self. Become the hirer instead of the hired is the first step towards becoming rich. As the book says, financial struggle is often the result of people working all their lives for someone else. 3. Making money doesn't matter. Keeping it does. Everyone can make money through one means or another, but keeping that money and investing it so that it multiplies is the real difference between the poor and the rich. In most households, the savings amount to only a small percentage, per se 5% of the income. Whereas for someone who aspires to get rich and has the mindset for it, spends less and saves around 10 to 30% of their income for investment purposes in stocks, shares, and bonds. By doing so, this aspiring rich person ends up earning more and more returns per year, generating an income more than he would have made working for a corporation. 4. Learn the difference between assets and liabilities. The dilemma of most middle-class people is that they end up investing in what they think are assets, but turn out to be liabilities instead, causing them misfortune. Take a house, for example. Most people think of the house that they live in as an asset, and that thought is wrong. Money goes into buying and maintaining a house, and if you're living in it, it doesn't generate any income but incurs additional costs, which an asset usually won't do. 5. Invest in assets that give you a good, constant return instead of losses. An asset puts money in your pocket. A liability takes money out of your pocket. According to Kiyosaki, investing in assets such as stocks and bonds instead of liabilities such as cars, furniture, and homes is what differentiates you from the rest of the lot. These assets become investments that generate income and have increasing value over time, making sure you live comfortably without having to work for long bouts of time. 6. Money may grow on trees, but you have to plant them yourself. Most people who do have the intelligence and capabilities of investing don't do so because they fear taking risks. This fear binds them from investing in amazing opportunities that they would have benefited from had they been just a little bold. This brings us to our next lesson, planting metaphorical trees that give you constant leaves in the form of money. These can be in the form of acquiring income-generating real estate, bonds, stocks, shares, or simply owning businesses that yield constant returns in the form of wealth. 7. How cash flows work. According to the book, cash flows tell the story of how a person handles money. And one of the reasons why most people struggle financially is because they don't know how to manage cash flows. A cash flow is the pattern of money going in and out of a company, or in this case, your own household, which needs to be utilized in an income-generating way. 8. The art of accumulating wealth and benefiting from it. Wealth is the value of all the assets you own. The accumulation of resources that are scarce, or just a general prediction of how many days you could survive if you stopped working today. If you have a know-how of money and how it works, you can work towards using that knowledge to acquire and build wealth and benefiting from it for the long run. 9. Work smart, not hard. Hard work only gets you money. Using it to generate more is on you. Learn from investments and towards investing in ventures that you know will get you higher returns. Lessen your expenses, even if you have to live below your standards for a bit, and invest the money saved. Take calculated risks using those savings and learn from the risks if they lead to a failure. 10. Be financially literate. Financial literacy is the only thing that will help you survive in this dog-eat-dog world. If you don't know anything about bonds, stocks, income-generating real estate, IOUs, and royalties, then learn. Financial literacy is something that can be acquired and learned by gaining experiences, investing, and making practical money-related choices. 11. Work to learn, not for money. The learning outcomes of every single decision you make impact the way you make future decisions, and this is the best lesson of all. Kiyosaki urges that you educate yourself to make better monetary choices, be it related to investment or sale and purchase of your existing assets. Work for the management skills of attaining success, of cash flows, and of people. Learn about taxes and how they can hinder your asset value. Learn about the value of maximizing the net benefits from acquisition of assets, not just to earn money, but to learn of how it works too. 12. Your mind is your biggest asset. Use it well. The single most powerful asset we all have is our mind. If it is trained well, it can create enormous wealth. Financial intelligence simply means having the right to more options and having the common sense not to miss any financial investment opportunities that may present in front of you. Being a financial genius requires both knowledge, precision, and the ability to take risks, more commonly known as calculated gambling. Most people have the potential of becoming a financial genius, but they get held back because of their paranoia and fear of taking risks and losing money, because they have very little of it in the first place. Robert Kiyosaki says that you need to learn how to manage that fear in order to become financially stable, as great opportunities are not seen with your eyes, but your mind.
Thank you for listening to Mental Muscles. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it with others and subscribe to this podcast for more episodes like this. If you want to learn more tips and ideas to train your brain for peak performance, head over to mental-muscles.com. Thanks again, and see you in the next one.